Parents and students are arriving at St. Francis Prep this morning, the Queen's School at the center of New York's swine flu outbreak. It reopens today, and the mayor is there to greet the returning students. Meanwhile, over the weekend, the city health department received what amounts to a swine flu ID kit from the CDC. WNYC's Fred Mogul is one of only a handful of reporters who was allowed into the public health lab since the outbreak, and he joins us now to explain how the new testing process will work. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Mark.
So the city now has been announcing cases of H1N1 or swine flu for quite a while now. How are these new procedures making it different?
Well, they currently, you know, they basically can do the test here on site in New York City up to a certain point. They get the type. They isolate the RNA, the virus's version of DNA. They multiply it, amplify it, and then determine whether it's H1. But that doesn't get them all the information they need to do. So what they're getting from the CDC is this set of reagents. So there are these chemicals that they mix with the RNA. And if there are certain reactions, you can get this extra layer of information about the virus. And you can tell its subtype. Over the weekend, they received these chemicals, and they're kind of putting them through the paces now to see if everything's gauged correctly.
Okay, so is this something you look for with a microscope?
No. Viruses are much too small to see with a microscope. You're basically talking about molecules. If you see a movie and they're peering at an Ebola virus through a microscope, they're probably not quite on there. This reagent or chemical, it turns the virus the sequence of RNA a certain color. And you can't even really see that color change. So here's how they measure that, according to the public health lab chief, Susan Beatrice.
We're picking up chemical reaction that is monitored by a laser that's going through the tube.
So the laser then feeds that information from these reactions into a computer, and you look at these numerical curves that register on the computer. Those curves, the shape of them, tell you whether or not you have the particular strain, which, you know, in this case is H1N1, the swine flu that they're keeping an eye out for.
Okay, so they're going to be able to make these confirmations more quickly now. Then what can they do with this information?
Well, if there's a new cluster, you obviously want to figure out as quickly as you can who has it and who doesn't, and then figure out who these people, these infectious people, have contacted. You can always start doing this in kind of a provisional way. They have, you know, quick tests, and by determining who's probable, you know, you get going while you're waiting for these definitive test results. But getting the confirmation sooner helps you target more effectively. You go on fewer wild goose chases, and it also, by having this capacity locally, they have more independence from the national lab in Atlanta at CDC in case they're getting slammed with samples from all around the country.
Okay, so give us an updated synopsis of the situation, if you will. Give us a sense of what role the health department hopes this new testing capacity will play as we move forward.
Well, currently in the city, we have 62 cases that have been confirmed, 17 that are probable. There's 7 cases, I believe, in New Jersey that are probable, awaiting confirmation. Locally, almost all of these are tied to St. Francis Prep. A couple of them are tied to travel to Mexico, and there are one or two that seem to be unrelated to either, although they could be. They just haven't done that trace back of all the connections. That being said, the number, they're constantly saying the numbers don't count. What counts is that it really has been relatively mild. There have been a couple people in and out of the hospital, no one currently there, no deaths locally or nationally. So it seems to be, so far, a mild flu. They are constantly saying, well, that could change tomorrow. But it's not any more scary than the seasonal flu, which mm-hmm. kills tens of thousands of people nationally and about 1,000 or so here locally each year. That could well happen with this flu, you know, and people will kind of need to deal with that when it does and stay calm. You know, meanwhile, they've got this new test. They can track which trajectory it goes in, whether it stays mild, whether it gets more severe, and they can follow it up as quickly and closely as possible, and just stay on top of it.
Okay, and very important, we're told, right, to keep washing those hands. Did you wash your hands?
I did. Okay. Every time I get off the subway, get where I'm going, I try to do that.
Yeah, I've been more diligent about that too. Fred Mogul, thank you very much. This is WNYC. It's 7:49.